In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor introduces us to a giant new species of crayfish.
Last year, Illinois Natural History Survey scientist Chris Taylor and his colleague Gunter Schuster of Eastern Kentucky University did something no one else had done since 1884. They described a new species of crayfish in the genus Barbicambrus, which up until that point had included only the single species described 126 years before. Now you may be thinking, a new species of crayfish, what's the big deal? The crayfish Taylor and Schuster described is a whopper, at least for a crayfish. In contrast to most of its relatives, which are only a few inches long, this one can stretch 8 inches from the tip of its claws to the tip of its tail. Rest one on a dollar bill, and it will hang off in every direction. Aside from being big, the new species is distinguished by the fact that its antennae are covered with hair-like bristles. The appearance of its antennae accounts, in part, for the common name Taylor and Schuster have proposed for the new species, Tennessee bottlebrush crayfish. The Tennessee in that name refers to the river drainage in which it occurs, and that's another fascinating aspect of the story. The Tennessee bottlebrush was discovered in Shoal Creek, which originates in south-central Tennessee and flows into northern Alabama, where it empties into the Tennessee River. In a funny kind of twist, that drainage is one of the last places in the U.S. where biologists would expect to find a large new species of stream creature. That's because it contains such a rich assemblage of aquatic organisms, and it is so accessible that it has been surveyed extensively over the past century and a half. Taylor and Schuster were motivated to go to Shoal Creek looking for a large crayfish with hairy antennae by photographs of one forwarded to them by a colleague. They arrived there in October of 2009, accompanied by two other biologists. The group searched for 2 hours at their first survey site, but found nothing unusual, and they were ready to move on when they decided to flip one last large flat boulder. Beneath it, they found a crayfish twice the size of any others they had seen that day, with hairy antennae, exactly what they were looking for. Until they had specimens in hand, Taylor and Schuster had worked on the assumption that the big crayfish in Shoal Creek were the same species described back in 1884. That species had been found only in the drainage of Kentucky's Green River, 130 miles away, but might easily have been transported to Shoal Creek, perhaps by an angler. In the lab, though, Schuster found that the creature they collected differed significantly in certain important physical characteristics, and Taylor's analysis of DNA from the new crayfish provided further confirmation they were the first scientists to describe it. Because it had not been collected before, and so few specimens have been found, it is presumed to be rare. But still, it was right there, waiting to be discovered. Chris Taylor hopes the discovery of the Tennessee bottlebrush crayfish will help awaken people to the need for continuing biological investigation within the United States and inspire them to support it. Beyond that, he hopes it will encourage people to spend time exploring streams themselves. In his words, you never know what you might find.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the Prairie Research Institute at the University of Illinois.